This is Karen Werner, Wave Farm Radio Art Fellow, and the piece you're about to hear is called Children's America by Italian radio artist Alessandro Bossetti. Just after Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009, Alessandro Bossetti was invited by a German public radio station to produce a piece on the New America. He decided to, quote, make the piece on my own terms, imagining a special kind of United States inhabited and run just by kids, end quote. Children's America, produced in 2009, is approximately 35 minutes long.
Sort of acting like you're grown up. Acting more like a grown up than the other kids there. And then, because they were acting, like a grown up, it would be a really big responsibility. And you'd have to think it through for a while. And, like, what should he do next? And if he was a grown-up, it takes a little bit less time because he starts to plan ahead. Sort of acting like a grown-up. Acting more like a grown-up than the other kids there. And then, because they were acting, like a grown-up, it would be a really big responsibility. And you'd have to think it through for a while. And, like, what should he do next? And if he was a grown-up, it takes a little bit less time because he starts to plan ahead.
So, time for rapping. Hola! I'm a kid singing the new national anthem. This is a kid's world, no more grown up.
Yeah, no, I'm a kid and I'm here to say we are the best rappers in the USA.
Holla!
Oh, we are here.
Time for death metal up. Craziness! Boom!
Boom! Kids rule the world!
Forget
and I am dumb.
Suck, dick.
Black, white, orange, white and black. Black and black and grayish color and black, white, orange, white and black, black and black and grayish color and black, white, orange, white and black. No, black and black and grayish color and black, white, orange, white and black. Black and black and I don't know. Grayish color. And black, white, maybe sometimes. Orange, white, and maybe black. Black and black and grayish color. And black, white,
yeah, a little.
Orange, white, and black. Black and black and grayish color. And black, white, help, orange, white, and black. Black,
probably,
and black and grayish color. And
you're the king. I am. No, you're the king. You're the queen.
No, I am.
I am. I am the king.
Okay,
then she's the king.
No, I'm the king.
You're the king. You're no, you're the king. You're the queen.
I am.
I am the king.
Kingdom. Dictatorship. That's democracy, not dictatorship.
I am the king!
Maybe we should just become communists.
You're the king.
Democracy is like a monarchy, but just with more people.
I am the king!
Dictatorship. One leader.
Yeah, really strong.
No, you're the king. You're the queen. There's one boss. That's really like one big boss. And then she's the king. There's that, like, lives in Antarctica.
One big leader, which should be me.
I am the king. And then she's the king. No, I'm the king. She's the king.
When the dictator retires, he chooses who he wants to be the next dictator.
She's the king.
No, I'm the king.
Communism.
No. No, not communism.
Why not communism?
I am.
No, bad idea.
Just because there's not been a successful one.
Yeah, that means
monarchy.
There won't be a successful one.
I am the king.
Monarchy.
You don't know, then why are you, like, going for it? Do you even really know what monarchy is?
Yes.
She's the king.
I find it very strange that there's a king boy and a queen girl sitting on two thrones.
I am the king! And them.
They help you if she needs help.
You're the king. You're the king. You're the queen.
Once and for all, they're going to be the president until in November or any week will be the next election.
It's November the 2nd.
I think we should be run by Smokey the Bear.
You're the king. You're the king.
I am the prince.
I'm the prime minister. I'm the prime minister.
We are royals, and that means we are royal blood. And the dirty blood stink.
It's organized like this.
Every 12-year-old would rule some of the state.
Yeah.
So as soon as you turn 12, the empire would extend.
So like when you're 11, you get all these special privileges of owning a little part of the world.
Yeah, like a city.
Once
person could own Kathmandu. And then they would like split them up into different states, actually.
Somebody would own like Manhattan. Somebody own a little bit of
other cities. Queens.
Yeah.
kingdom.
Dictatorship. That's democracy, not dictatorship. Dictatorship. One leader. Maybe we should just become communists.
If some kind of dangerous animal was attacking their city or something like that, they wouldn't have a place to live because the animal or invader might be messing up their city, so they couldn't run it. There are lots of wild animals that are running around, but they're not exactly mean.
Bitch. Deal. Bell. Fish. That's it.
Pug.
Yeah, pug.
A pug is a dog.
Dog? Obedient?
Four cats.
Crocodile? Aggressive?
All kinds of animals.
Live with the animals and get part of them. Be a little more like them.
Learn from them.
For example, the lions could be friendly.
Take out animals.
So they're kind of like house pets, but they don't live in your house. Basically all animals.
About presidents besides, like Barack Obama, like Barack Obama, like Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
But the U.S. was once
Barack Obama.
There's been so many stupid rulers, but there have been many great rulers, like the legendary Obama from 2009 to 2012, until he was assassinated by the murderous Sarah Palin, who was then caught in jail.
Barack Obama.
Obama was great. He helped the nation in a crisis. Actually, he died when the adults got obliterated.
Barack Obama.
Currently, we have a 7-year-old as the Grand Mazoob-Zoob. A Mazoob-Zoob is a leader.
Barack Obama.
It's like a monarch, but it's more of like a free monarch.
Barack Obama.
And the Mazoob-Zoob and the Mazoob-Zoob are leading like dictators now, destroying and smashing and not really caring about anything else.
Barack Obama.
The thing I like about it is that the Mazoob-Zoob and the Mazoob-Zoob say, practice what you preach. So all sorts of religions are implied. Well, there's Mazoobism, and there's some of the ancient religions, like Judaism, and some ancient religions, like Buddhism, though that's practiced very rarely.
Barack Obama.
Slawism is known as the worship of Slaw, or the slime god, the god of mucus. Which is basically worships beatboxing and scat singing.
Barack Obama.
Madism, a religion that focuses on crazy insane people. Bugsmugsmegadism, a religion that worships holy magazines. And Vroomzoomism, the belief in ancient, demonic monsters.
Barack Obama.
I'm following it.
Barack Obama.
These kids don't really know much about the government until they turn 21 and vanish into the shadows. And the oldest you can be is 20. Then when you turn 21, you vanish into the shadows of darkness, into the realm where you're clawed apart by tiger-like beasts until you're nothing but a bunch of shards. Because kids cannot reproduce, we will slowly and surely be killed. And also, because of the government with kids, the kids really don't know what to do, so our economy is facing even more chaos than it did in the year 2009.
Barack Obama.
There isn't really much more to talk about, but I believe that soon we will rebel. If we try to overthrow the legendary rulers and then start a secret nation of our own, I believe that there's hope. If we work together and try to overthrow the Mazoob-Zoob and the Mazoob-Zoob, that we shall soon have a slightly better, a better place. Though it's hard to be done, I think it can be done.
First 12-year-old president, that's a pretty big moment in history. I feel pretty proud of myself. I didn't really think I was to win because a lot of people thought it was a joke. They didn't bother, but in the end, I finally convinced them.
One night I was campaigning and I finally convinced them that I was actually for real. I was losing, and then when I finally convinced them, my poll started going up, so.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Could you narrow that down a little?
Next question.
Mr. President?
Yes.
There's other presidents in other countries that they can, I think they can take care of that.
Next question.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Okay, are you gonna ask me like politics or are you gonna ask me like what's my dessert?
What would you?
I plan to make more organic farms, and I also plan to make factories more energy efficient. They're just gonna become greener and provide more jobs.
Next question.
Mr. President?
Well, I would make jobs for the people who don't have jobs. Like open new factories that are also energy efficient so that they can have jobs that actually help the environment also.
How many factories would you need to have enough electricity for the entire country?
I told you it would be energy efficient though.
I know, but usually factories like that don't make very much energy.
You'll have solar panels and wind power.
Yeah, but you'll need a lot of them to make enough energy.
I know, and if they're not working, we'll have like a generator that burns gasoline.
Next question.
Mr. President?
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
That's all of America.
Yeah, something like that.
Something.
I can't remember. Well, I probably want to shorten it. It's pretty long. I mean, for kids to sing it.
Next question.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Chocolate land's the best! Chocolate! Bouncing on a big fat chocolate bar!
Oh, you can't do that.
Cucumber!
Why would I be from a... Why would I be from a...
candy?
You like vegetables. You like vegetables. You like omnivores.
Come on. Dangerous.
Mr. President?
Yes.
No, we don't need wars.
Well, if they want to make war with us, we'll either try to convince them. If that doesn't work, then we'll go to war. And there is an army.
There is an army, but we're not fighting to get something.
Yeah.
We're fighting
to protect our country.
Yeah. To protect.
We fight to survive. So, we will not start wars.
Well, we will no longer create atomic bombs.
Next question?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Because a lot of countries think, a government run by 12-year-olds. That will be easy to overrun. And they try, but they usually never succeed.
There should be airplane fighters, and there should be tanks, too. Two things. We must not only use one. We probably should not use only one thing. Because only one thing could also create a weakness. If we need to, and they don't stop fighting us, we will go to war. Pretty much, right? Kill him once. Dying. Not dead yet. Next level, vehicle mode. In a vehicle. Think he's over here somewhere. I don't know where he is. Oh, there he is. It's your turn to do it. Guide him over. But don't go over the edge. What are you doing? Trying to go over the edge? You gotta press X. Press X. 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 What did I tell you? He died because of the... Go, press Y. Now go down, press Y. Y is attack. Y is attack. Now go down, Y is attack. Y is attack.
Yes, but,
Faint. That was Children's America, a 2009 piece by Alessandro Bossetti. To learn more about this piece and many other radio artworks, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.